Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in, you're now 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 t
live in Philly though. And they live on the net, so you don't need a stereo. Tune in every Monday night from 10 to 1. Call them and give a shout out, tell them where you from. And the buzz crazy, oh wait, I'm talking tons. All these other stations whack, it's no comparison. No need to change it down because they got it on. Keep the headbangers flowing, Niagara Falls. Fire chicks, she speak facts, she keep it wrong. Other stations can't see it, Ray John. All we do is just grind, that's the reason we shine. And all up in a line, waiting long enough is our time. Finally at the top cause we climb. And they play your trap, but if they say it's whack, then you officially just been smacked, smacked. You now tuned in, you now tuned in, oh, tuned in.
Radio, what's going on, everybody? I am that chick fire, the brown skin heifer. What's going on? Welcome, welcome. I know it's not Monday, but this is an exclusive with my girl, Miss Ashley Kimbray. She's going to be on in a few. I'm excited to be on the line with her. I've been Googling her a little bit to see what she's got going on. She is definitely the next up. You know what I mean? She got a lot going on. And she's cute. She's really, really cute. So make sure y'all, you know, hit her up on Twitter. We're going to post everything and whatnot. Shout out to David, you know, for introducing me to her. You know what I mean? She got a lot going on. And you can tell when somebody is going to be successful just watching, you know, a little bit of what, a glimpse of their past. So you can kind of tell, you know, she's definitely has a lot of potential to really, you know, come in and start smacking people. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And y'all can always tune in and y'all can always press 1 if y'all have any questions or whatever for Miss Ashley. You know, and that's pretty much it. Hit us up, 323-642-1470. I'm still getting used to saying this daggone number. It's super hard for me. I'm so used to saying my old number, but, you know, it is what it is. It's okay to change. It's okay. All right, y'all can hit us up, Air It Out Radio, and also on Twitter, Facebook, Fire Chick, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to bring her on and get all up in her business. in a good way, though. All right, so Miss Ashley, what's going on?
Man, having a great day here in my hometown of Dallas. How are you?
I'm good. Well, everything is big over there.
Yes. It looks like it's about to storm. The sun is on the way. But, you know, other than that, everything's good. Just chilling. It's always fun out here.
Well, I want to say congrats to you because you've been working. You've been working hard.
Yes, thank you so much. Definitely working. Can't stop, won't stop.
I know, that's right. So, I know you're from Dallas and everything. How did you get started? I know you started at 15, and you've had a lot of opportunities, you know, also working with Matthew Knowles and stuff. So how did you exactly get started into the business?
Well, singing was always something that I wanted to do. My family sings, so I think it was just something that kind of came natural. And it also kind of felt like that's something that just started to draw itself to me. Once I got, you know, knew that that's exactly what I wanted to do. Like, my family was really close to the Wynans, so I was always, you know, going out of town, going to their performances, you know, talking to them personally about my dream and what I needed to do. And then once I got to college, I was just kind of meeting people left and right. Like, me and Slim Thug are really close. It's one of my great friends, and we were just, you know, any opportunity that was there for me, he would definitely let me know. And it just kind of all fell into place. Even with the internship, that just kind of happened one day. I got a phone call from one of my aunt's best friends who actually still works for Beyonce now. And she's just like, hey, Miss Tina, you know, they need an intern for House of Darion. You'll be at Music World. You know, Matthew will still be there. You know, they want to bring you in for an interview. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Okay, I was just leaving class. I wasn't thinking anything about that, you know. So I'm blessed to, like, have a lot of things just kind of fall in my lap. I mean, I just feel like it's all in his divine plan. So it just all kind of worked out.
That's major. So are you still signed with Hawk Entertainment, or what's the situation that you have going on now?
Hawk Entertainment is actually, it's my management company.
Okay.
But they, I mean, they're everything. They do a lot for me. They hold me down in every way, everywhere I need to be. They are definitely the top management company here in Dallas. So it was only right for me to start working with them, you know, to kind of get to the next level of where I needed to be.
So Matthew Knowles didn't want to sign you? Like, you know, I mean, I know you were an intern there, but he didn't ever want to say, you know, I'm going to pick you, or I like what you're doing, and... Like, why didn't he pick you up? Because he has his own label, right?
Right, he does have his own label. At the time when I was interning for Matthew, I was more so under the House of Darion cap.
Uh-huh.
I would see Matthew about once a week. He didn't necessarily knew that I could sing. That wasn't something that I just voiced out because I wasn't there for that. I was there to really just kind of learn
about business.
The business and what it is. Yeah, like on that side of it. And I knew some of the artists, and I'm still cool with some of the artists who were actually signed to him at the time. And, I was just there just to learn the business. My focus was, you know, I'm still going to go in and out of the studio. I had an opportunity to go into the studio with some of them, you know, just still learning, of course. And, you know, I was in school trying to graduate. I was wearing a lot of different hats at the same time. So it was really for me just to learn that side of the business.
I know that's hard, going to school and then doing that all at one time. Is just, you know, people around you saying, look, why don't you finish school first and then go at it? Or, you know, I mean, I know that's difficult.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, everybody has their different opinions of, you know, what you need to be doing. I mean, I heard it a lot. I mean, even in, you know, personal relationships, they're no longer existent, but, you know, I heard it all the time, like, you know, why are you doing that? You know, you're in school, you need to get something, you're going for a good degree, you need to get a 9-to-5 like everybody else. I don't know why you're trying to sing. This doesn't even make sense to you even be doing that. Like, I heard all of that. So, but it just didn't sit well with me. I was like, nah, I can't really, I'm here because I want to have something to fall back on, but this, you know, that's not for me. It's not my goal. It's not my dream, you know?
So if you weren't doing, you know, music and singing, what do you think you would be doing? I mean, of course, you'll probably fall back on that, but what if you wasn't doing that? What else would you be doing?
It would be marketing and event planning.
That's what
I was doing as, even when I got out of school, you know, I still got to get a job while I'm still, you know, trying to be on the come up, and that's exactly what I was doing, and I'm good at it. So I was like, I guess if it wasn't for this, I guess this is what I'd be doing, but I would hate to be doing that because I would still be unhappy. Because even when I was having those jobs, the money's good, everything's going great, but I just wasn't happy. So.
Yeah, that's the key, just to be happy in whatever you're doing, you know? So they call you the first lady with Dallas. You know, the first lady of R&B. Are you still holding that title?
It seems like I am. I keep getting those tweets, and I actually just had a radio interview out here the other day, and they were saying that, you know, it's definitely a big title to follow,
it is.
But, I mean, I appreciate the love and the support, man, you know, that they, you know, Dallas looks at me that way. That really means a lot.
Right. Yeah, that is a big title to fill. Definitely.
Yeah.
So when you're doing, I know you was on the reality show. What was the hardest thing about being on a reality show?
The hardest thing, I would say probably the scheduling of it. I mean, you're so excited about everything. So, you know, you're just trying to take it all in, and everything's going so fast. So you might have a rehearsal time with the band at 7 a.m., but then you have, you know, wardrobe fitting at 9, and then you got to go meet with the vocal coach at 10:30. And then, you know, it was all of that, but I appreciate it because it prepared me for everything that I'm dealing with now, you know.
Right.
So it was hard at that time. But it's like, okay, I see why it's like this. They're actually teaching us a lot of if this is where you're trying to go and this position you're trying to be in, hey, this is could be your everyday life. And you better take
some
vitamins.
Because it's all over the place. Yeah.
Right.
It was like all over.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, just trying to psych myself out, just the fact of TV that, you know, there's so many people watching you through those, you know, through the camera. Versus everybody that's, you know, that's already there. It took me a little bit to get adjusted to that, but it was cool after that. I really enjoyed myself. Like, that was one of the best experiences of my life.
I know. Nelly was there. That's a good thing right there. You know what I mean?
That's
a good thing. That's
a good thing. Funny.
Yes.
No,
that's definitely a plus.
Still really different.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you still keep in contact with, you know, anybody from the show?
I do. Like I said, me and Nelly are still really good friends. I talked to him about a month ago. Of course, the other castmates, I still talk to them. Like, Ileana, that's my girl. I love her to death. Like, we try to keep in touch, like, at least once every 2 months. I mean, all of us live across, you know, the nation, so... It's a little harder with schedules, but we definitely keep in touch with each other.
Right. And how exactly did you get on the show? Like, because I know you said everything falls on your lap.
Yeah, well, that was another thing.
That was another one.
It was another one. I had met a guy who was working for Atlantic at the time. And I guess he was kind of like an up-and-coming A&R, and one of my friends introduced me to him. And I sang for him one time, and it was probably a few months before I got the phone call about the show. So one day, like I was in my garage about to just head out to run some errands. I get a phone call, and they're like, hey, you know, this is the next. We're a new show that's coming out on CW. You were highly recommended from Atlantic Records. We just looked you up on YouTube, and we just want to, you know, see if this is something you're interested in. And I was like, what? Wait a minute, is this for real? Who's playing a prank? This has to be a prank. But no, it ended up, you know, being right. So that was just like another blessing of, man, you just never know. You meet everybody for a reason, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a lot of good opportunities. So do you have any goals set? Like, do you have a specific, you know, like, name three of your goals that you definitely have to accomplish in the next few years?
Next 2 years, I definitely want to have an album out, a best-selling album. That's a big goal of mine. Making sure that I am... Not just, you know, regional or nation. I do want to be worldwide. I do want to be able to, you know, tour and actually for people just to hear my music. And, of course, a huge goal is that Grammy. I mean, I've had my eye on that since I was a baby. So, I mean, that's on my vision board. So next 2 years for sure, like that's what I'm just walking, chopping away at it, just trying to get there.
Right. That's really big to get. I know everybody wants that Grammy. Are you trying to do any acting or anything like that? You're going to branch off?
Yeah, when the opportunity presents itself, for sure. I mean, I used to act when I was younger. That was one of the other things that I did. I was just, you know, always singing or acting. I've actually traveled with a play before. So that's definitely something that, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, I'm definitely all for it. I think as an artist, you should definitely be open to different avenues of making your career and your brand, you know, bigger, and acting is one of those ways to do so.
Right, exactly. So as far as, you know, because this is mainly a male-dominated world, so have you had any instance where, you know, guys have said, listen, you know, you do this and I'll put you on, and you know, like, you have any bad experience? You don't gotta name any names or whatever, but you know, has that happened to you yet, or everything's been kind of good so far?
Oh no, it's definitely happened. Definitely happened. I mean, more than once. So you just gotta really just stay headstrong, and I learned really quick. You know, you think that somebody is there for you, and you know, like, yeah, I can do X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 and everything is straight business, and then you get that text like, so, you know, what's up, what you doing later, this and that, which time are you trying to go to the studio, which time, no, you know, I was trying to see, maybe we can grab a bite to eat, nah, because I'm not here for that. Like, you know, this has nothing, if it has nothing to do with business, I'm not trying to talk to you about that, I feel like if they come off that way, like, it's sneaky. It's like, be 100. If you want to talk to me, are you trying to get at me? Try to get at me, but don't try to use my music and my passion to get that. Like, that's just kind of weak to me. So.
Exactly.
I always cut it off.
I know. It's sad. All go through that at some point, you know. It's so crazy, you know, because, it's like, we can put you here and there, and we can do this, and, you know. You kind of want to do it, but then you're like, no, because then I'll be selling my soul. You know what I mean? Because you know.
Right. Like, I want to get it the right way. You know, I don't.
Right.
I just don't. I want to work for it. I don't want it just to be handed to me. Because, you know, when it's just handed to you, sometimes they don't really last long.
Exactly.
You know, so I want to go through, like, the strides and the turbulence and different experiences that I've been going through over the years, you know, to get to where I'm going to be, because I know it's going to pay off.
Exactly. So what would you tell the old, you know, if you're in the future now, what would you tell the old, you know, Ashley, to beware of and to take heed to and not to do, like, any advice for the old Ashley?
Be smart. Think smart and play smart. You know, like, don't be so, I'm the type of person, and I'm still that way, but I was definitely younger Ashley was, okay, you know, they're cool, no, they're nice, and not to be so trusting off top. Because typically I'm the type of person, like, I trust you until you prove otherwise. But I think I need to, I would go in more mindful to situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely learn a lot in this business, you know. It definitely teaches you. So do you have any, like, upcoming events? I know you do the BET Music Matters. So how is that going?
It's going incredible. Of course, the BET Experience, BET Awards is next weekend, so I'll definitely be there. But it's really going great. I'm really excited for this album. It drops on Monday, June 23rd. You know, BET Music Matters' very first compilation album, Volume 1. And I'm just happy to be amongst so many greats. I mean, Big Sean, Miguel, El Varner, Melanie Fiona, Marsha Ambrosius, you know, and then it's like, bam, Ashley Kimbrae. That's something that I would never expect. So I'm really, really excited about this project.
Right, and that's some good names right there. That's not too shabby right there.
Definitely some good stuff. And the album is incredible.
The album?
Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. I mean, it's like pure just some great R&B on that album, which is sometimes hard to find. But it's a really, really great album. I hope everyone loves it just as much.
What makes this one different from, because I think you had one, Sex Sells? What makes this one different from the other ones?
As far as compilation albums?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is my first compilation album. I'm not sure what's the other one that you just
I thought that one was yours, too. Oh, I'm sorry. That must have been the one you See, my system be getting all stuff confused here. But, yeah, I thought that you had another one out.
No, this is my very first compilation album.
Oh, okay.
I could be on, somebody could have put me on a mixtape or something. I have seen some of my music on different things, but it's not necessarily something that I was just involved in or really knowing about, which is cool because, hey.
Right. Exactly, because I know you've done a lot of features with a few other people, and
mm-hmm.
who is the most exciting person you've worked with so far as feature wise?
As far as feature wise, I would say Brian for me.
Brian, I knew you.
Angel, yeah. Because I just love him. He's like, a big brother to me. And vocally, his skills are phenomenal. So it was really exciting to, record our record together.
Okay. And are you going to be on the Day 26 tour going on, or that hasn't been?
You never know.
That's what it seems like.
Been around a little bit.
Right?
It's definitely been, it's come up a few times. So, hopefully we can work something out. I may do a few dates with them.
Right. You definitely got to get in there. You got to slide in there some kind of way. Definitely.
Right.
So as far as you, if you had to build your own tour, and you're headlining, who would you pick to come on your tour with you?
Ooh. That's a good question. I would love to have a nice R&B tour. I think it would be great. I think it's missing. There's so many good people that are out right now. I would definitely, upcoming artists for sure. They are. I mean, it's great to see how many R&B artists and how R&B is coming back and how good it is right now. But I would say probably. Me and if I was headlining, that's a hard one. Because the people I want to say, it will probably be the other way around.
Right.
I would like to take, some artists that are on the rise.
Oh, so you're going to bring the new people in more so than grabbing okay, that's cool.
Right, that's cool. Because we all need our own start. We all need a nice little a kick, Sometimes it's
right.
Just that one show that to do that's going to take you to the next level or to get your fan base out there. So I think it would be dope if it was all upcoming artists. Maybe, Seven is already, skyrocketing.
Right.
I love Malik Music. Adrian Marcel. He's great. Who else? Curtis Steele. Gabby Wilson, she's incredible. There's a lot of new R&B.
A lot of new people.
I think, and they're really, really great.
Okay. All right. You might want to throw David in there. He's singing stuff too. He tried to do it on the low. I don't know if you know that or not.
He kind of mentioned it to me, but he still ain't sang them for me yet. I'm gonna have to get him to sing.
Yeah, we gotta get him on that. So you want to let anybody know about anything else you got going on before we jump into your track?
Yes, for sure. Like I said, make sure you guys pick up that BET album. It comes out Monday, this coming Monday, June 23rd. Great artists on there. It'll be in stores everywhere. It's already on pre-order on iTunes and Amazon, so definitely cop that. As well as I do have an EP coming out in August called The Process, so you can definitely be looking out for that.
Ooh, that sounds dope. I love it when artists are real creative with their names and stuff, you know what I mean? That, you know, it's just amazing. So, well, I definitely appreciate you coming on. You're welcome to come by anytime. I know you're going to get big on me and, you know, you're going to be all, you know, I'm going to have to see you one day from afar. You already know. You can just see when people are going to, you know, get big. So I just, you know, it's good to get them early in the game so you can say, yeah, I had her, you know.
Well,
yeah,
thank you, but I swear, you tell me, you know, I'm fired. I'm like, oh, yeah, Air It Out Radio. I'm very humble, down to earth. I just thank you for, you know, having me on for sure, because this is definitely a process and a part of it on the way up.
Right. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on. You want to give them your Facebook and Twitter where they can reach you?
Yes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is all Ashley Kimbray, and that is AshleyKimbrae.
There you go. Okay, well, I definitely enjoyed you coming on, babe. I'm going to let you introduce your track with Brian.
Okay. This is one of my new singles with my brother Brian Angel called With You.
You can take away the money that I made, the houses that I made, long as you don't take away my lady. The thought of nothing, as long as you were by my side, I'm living for something. 'Cause with you, I can fly away. Long as you were by my side, I can walk on water, and I'm never sinking. No, I can breathe in outer space as long as I'm with you. Oh no, with you anything's possible, as long as I'm with.
I can fly away as long as you are by my side. Can walk on water and I'm never sinking.
I can breathe in outer space.
Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. My girl Ashley want to say a little something for y'all.
What up? It's your girl Ashley Kimbray, and this is Air It Out Radio. Smack!
That was super dope. Make sure y'all check her out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm going to tweet all her information for y'all in case y'all missed it. I am that Chick Fire, and Air It Out Radio returns on Monday, 10 to 1. Smack.